let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, for over 100 years, the Butterfly Club in Beloit has been a family staple. Now, how do I know about it? Well, it's a favorite and recommendation of both Lisa Den, who used to go there as a kid, and Lou Manfredini, so it must be good. It's in the summer of 1924, Hal and May Sherburn purchased 5 acres from Ernie Chant and started building the Butterfly Tea Room, named for the many yellow and white butterflies in the nearby field of the town of Turtle. And the rest is history. Ania Sala is the up-and-coming next generation of the family supper club, and he joins us on the map. Hello, how are you? Welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. How are you?
I am great. You know, I just mentioned that you were coming on to Lisa just as we were coming out of her show, and she just has so many fond memories as a kid and as an adult being there. This is really a special place, isn't it?
For sure, very. I mean, you've got 100 years worth of memories now, so... For sure.
You absolutely do. So there is a lot of history here and many dedicated owners over the years that made the Butterfly Club what it is today. Tell us about some of that family history and how the place grew over the years.
Yeah, for sure. So with it being 100 years old, it's now been through 5 owners, most recently with the Sala family taking over in 99. I would say 5 owners, you're looking at pretty much quarter decade apiece. Everyone's done well here. The Butterfly holds a really special place, not only just in the supper club community, but with us being close to the town of Clinton and city of Beloit, it's played a special role over here.
Yeah.
Going back into it a little bit, the Butterfly Club, believe it or not, has actually been through 2 fires in the past as well.
Wow.
And in 72, with it being the most recent one, took 11 months to rebuild, so they moved pretty quick. Another thing about it is that it's actually expanded, so going from 2 dining rooms to 2 dining rooms and a bar that now seats close to 100-150 people, and with the latest addition, which was the Tulip Deck, which the Cambonis built in 77, was seats another 40-50. So over the span of years, it's grown quite a bit.
It has, and I said, your family's been at the helm for just over 25 years, and your mom said to me on the phone, yeah, we're going to have him do this interview because he's the next guy taking this place over. How does that feel?
Good. We were raised in the industry, so it's always something that we were good at, I guess. But growing old, we got to see the bright side of it more, especially as we got older.
Very, very cool. Now, talk to me about the restaurant itself, like the physical place. Like, your bar has such a vintage, cool feel to it, and it's quite huge, and there's entertainment all every weekend, right?
Yep, every Friday and Saturday. What's super cool about our bar area is the ambiance is very old school, and nostalgia is old school, and with our entertainment, which is Mike Williamson, he's Rat Pack 60s, 70s, 80s. He does a great job.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, talk to us about the menu. I know it's all about the prime rib and the fish fry, but you've got a really big menu there.
So, let's see. Going back into it, fish fry, prime rib, chicken during the week are very, very popular. When we dive deeper into the menu, now you start to look at things like prime rib, Honduran shrimp, New York, salmon, broiled cod, all things that we've had for a long time. My personal favorite, I'd say, is our New York and our Honduran shrimp.
Tell us about that.
For the price that you get it at and for what you get, it's the best piece of meat. And our Honduran shrimp are like prawns. I always say they look like a double-sided baby lobster. They're phenomenal, all of them.
Wow, very, very cool. And I know you have specials during the week, too. So obviously today's Friday, you would expect the fish fry, of course. And then you have a surf and turf. Saturday, your chef has a chef's choice. There's prime rib, of course. Sunday's roast turkey, beef liver, and 8 ounces of that as well. And then you're closed on Monday. Tuesday's pan-fried chicken, prime rib. Wednesday's the fish fry again with some broiled cod. Thursday's pan-fried chicken, prime rib. There's something for everybody there, right?
Everything from A to Z.
Very cool. The specialty drinks, you know, I always think about the old fashioned and so forth when you think about the supper clubs, but you have, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 different ice cream drinks. Let's talk a little bit about those because that's a big highlight for you guys.
Our ice cream drinks we have something for everyone. So you've got your famous grasshoppers and your Brandy Alexanders. So you've got a little bit of mint there, a little bit of chocolate. And then if you're looking for something different, like pink squirrels, that's more of an almondy taste. Golden butterfly, more like a dreamsicle. Golden Cadillac has more of like a licorice flavor to it. But we've got something for everyone when it comes to that as well.
Yeah, the Golden Cadillac, I think, would probably mix that. The licorice is the Galliano, which my dad always used to use in drinks, right? It was Galliano.
Yeah.
Andy's Candies, so you got the Andy's Mints, the white chocolate Godiva and the chocolate syrup. Smith & Kearns, never heard of that one. Kahlua Cream and Seltzer. White Russian, of course, Irish Coffee, Kahlua on the Rocks, and the Chocolate Russian, which is Godiva Vodka and Kahlua as well. So that sounds like absolutely, it's a lot of fun. Now, talk to me about the people that work for your family, because I'm sure there are folks there that have been at the Butterfly Club for a long time, and that's really important to a family business, isn't it?
For sure. Especially with us, it's helped us grow. This place has been built off of family, especially in the last quarter decade. We value our employees more than anyone would know. That is, I would say, the key to our success. We've had girls that have been here for 25 plus years, since even before our families had it. Actually, believe it or not, we've had a lady here that still works that's seen this place burn down before.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah. I'd say everyone here, we treat like family. They treat us like family, and they do a phenomenal job. I truly do believe that we have the best help in the world.
Very cool. And it's about an hour and a half from Chicago and about 35 minutes from Lake Geneva, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And you take reservations?
So every day besides for Fridays, and on Fridays, anything for six or more we will take. Anything less than that is a walk-in just because of our fish fry.
All right. Very good. All right. So have they given you like 10%, 15% on paper yet? Because I would look for that right now.
Yeah.
I know she's listening.
I've got to use this against them now, my friend.
Well, now it's documented on WGN Radio. You are all set. All right. So for more on the Butterfly Club up in Beloit, visit butterflyclub.us. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Easter, and have a wonderful weekend.